James Tarmow, New Jersey, same head.
Yeah, mate. Big old same ugly head. Different jumper, but feels right.
Yeah, feels good?
Feels
good. It looks good on you.
Oh, thank you. I think it's more the black. That's probably the only colour I see. Standard.
But seriously, how are you feeling? New organisation. We spoke to you on the show the other week, and I mean, you handed the captaincy. So how are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good hit out over the weekend. Obviously, it wasn't. We played Manly at Leichhardt Oval there, and they obviously didn't field their strongest side. But I guess, you know, it's good to get a confidence out of a game like that. But to know that we haven't really been tested yet and knocked on the nose. So, but yeah, to be handed the captaincy is an absolute honour and something Michael Maguire's entrusted me to do with this young team.
All right, we got 26 rounds of footy, which it's all you're going to be asked about for the next 26 rounds is footy, footy, footy. Mm. Let's just take a moment to talk about other things. What's going on with you?
Mate, not a lot. I've got four kids at home.
Four.
This is the vacation. This is the easy part. It's going home that's hard.
What's the age range?
7, 5, 4, 2, all boys.
All boys?
Yes, yep.
7, 5, 4, 2.
Yeah.
And is that what you call them? 7. Yeah. 5.
It'll be handy. you'll get it, but this is probably even harder. They're all B names. Brooklyn, Barclay, Bronx, Bear.
You almost forgot that last one.
Yeah. Well, it's whenever they're in trouble, it's whoever you are.
What inspired the B thing?
My wife's name's Brittany. So she did all the hard work. I said, look, listen. It actually didn't mean to pan out that way. The first name was Brooklyn, mm-hmm. who was given to us by her auntie, which I thought was a great name. And then we went through some B names, and I actually said, for the second one, I said, Barclay. Oh, sorry, I said Barclay, like Charles Barclay.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, Barclay, I like that. Like, misheard me. And I said, no, Barclay. She goes, no, Barclay. I was like, yep,
she
sweet.
Didn't miss
all done.
You. She
and
didn't
then
miss
by
you.
The second child, we're like, well, we're going to have
we're
to
gonna have to
this
keep
on.
This.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Four kids, right.
Four
Bronx,
kids,
Bear,
yeah.
Barclay, Bear. No, see,
yeah.
I've forgotten.
I'm
Brooklyn,
I'm with
Bronx,
you.
Barclay, Bear.
Bang.
All over it. I've got a nephew named Bear as well, actually. Yeah. It's a good name.
Common name these days. The name's like Frank and Tony.
George.
George.
George. Where's James gone? You don't hear of any James these days.
You really don't.
All right, so you're wrangling four children at home with your partner. You're making life work. When you do get a sliver of time in your day, what are you doing with it to yourself?
Honestly, it's probably trying to get the controller off my older son. So I thought it was great to be able for him to get older and I brought an Xbox and we could play the Xbox together. He's kicked me off it. So whenever I actually the other day, a funny story, he was on the headset and that, and I said, "Give a go, son. Give me a go on Fortnite." Yes. And I've seen him walk off and heard him quietly say, "It's not me playing; it's my dad," as if to say, "This guy's shit." You know, it's not me.
Oh,
so,
that's the new generation form of embarrassing them at school.
Yeah, that's exactly
jumping
right.
Jumping on the Xbox on their profile and making them look like an absolute 100%. Twit.
That's a good idea. I might keep doing that.
At some point, though, do you just stand up and you just like, if I was you, I can't do this, obviously, because you'll understand why in a moment. If I was you, I'd stand up to Brooklyn.
Yes.
And I was like, look at me. Look at the size of me. Just remember what you're speaking to.
Nah, mate, they don't. They,
no respect?
No respect, mate. They don't care. I think I'm his third favourite player. I think it goes Nathan Cleary. I'm somewhere.
Brooksy will be up there soon enough.
Yeah, 100%.
Now they're at the West Tigers.
Dave Nofaluma, yeah, exactly.
You're going to slip further. Well, stop changing clubs and introducing them to more players.
Yeah, that's it.
So are they? Have any of them held on to Penrith as their team?
They still that's all they've sort of known. Obviously, been at Penrith for 4 years. But we bought them jerseys and, been to a few of the training sessions already. So they're getting there.
All right. You'll convince them. Now, West Tigers are in the grand final. Who are you playing?
I can't go past the Storm. West Tigers, Storm, grand final. They're just, you know, everything. We've seen what they can do.
Yep.
Obviously, being coached by Ballyache, and they've just added, you know, obviously, I don't know, who knows what if Cameron Smith's playing or not, but they've just added another gun and
Harry Grant.
So, mad.
Yeah, I know, that spine since they let go of Billy Slater, Cooper Crockett, Cameron Smith's really gotten weaker, hasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's been waiting for that to happen. But
yeah. Fair enough. And give us a West Tigers player who you think will grab the attention of the NRL this year.
I think Luciano Leilua.
Luch.
Yeah, the big Luch. He's on the weekend, he reminded me a bit of Kicks. You just need to get him the ball and he'll make something happen. I know it's big.
A Billy kick-out comparison. Big shoes,
literally, to fill, but I don't know. Yeah, there's something about it. And off the field as well. He's got a good rapport with the players and, yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, your media manager is waiting outside the door. You've got four kids at home waiting for you. I just want before you leave, just take a moment. We can just sit here in silence for a moment.
Yeah.
And just be.
That feels unreal.
That's all we got time for. Dave's time out.